Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tap your toes. Pharrell. I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Pharrell Williams. Not Pharrell.
Yeah,
Pharrell. Right? Yeah. This is such a great song. Crack this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right. See if I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
this
up
This is
his...
cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion, like David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. Who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course is Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, I should actually go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist, he's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft, and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know this story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah. Oh, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
That's just so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar and...
Yeah. She shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that? I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from?
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
The story. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right. Here's the story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like arson is still arson, you know?
Yep.
Regardless of
if you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just crazy. And it's like, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. Another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity. But it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. Almost, it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs. And when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm. Normie norms.
Yeah.
All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those that?
No, I think it was just her time was up. She got with this guy and convinced him to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers mm-hmm. and all of these things, where it was the mom mm-hmm. doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going on, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year. Polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians have, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This is back in the 60s and the 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed And Canadians, I'm sure you'd find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a tour. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this. And will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth? Is there more worse? The authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before, he said, I'm going to, basically he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys. And I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now, 14 states have reversed or declare that Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one. Each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21
That's one of the
states
big things.
And D.C.
Yeah. I think that'll be one of the big stories also. For the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's good day at 18 after the hour.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mom. Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now, New Year's Day. Doug Steffen, hello with Jay Kirshner, or Jay Kirshner, hello with Doug Steffen. Depends, pick your poison. Go in any order that you'd like. Jay's here has researched the top 10 tech stories of the year, and because during this portion of every hour, we're looking into technology and social media, that sort of thing. So the changes in what's going on in the world, I guess, are highlighted by the things that have happened that influence technology. I never really quite understood. I know this guy Sam Altman is important. He was the CEO of OpenAI. He got fired, and then he got exactly.
And it was.
Yeah. Why is OpenAI so important? Is that the biggest of all these artificial intelligence companies?
I don't know that much about it. Yeah, I think it's one of the most well-known ones.
Yep, okay. So that's a big story from this year. Okay, another one. The Department of Justice takes Google to court. It was the biggest tech antitrust trial this past year. As a matter of fact, the biggest one in many years. So what was the issue, Jay? What were they? Google, we all know.
They were maintaining a monopoly.
Despicable, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So were they able to break up their monopoly? Were they successful?
Well, their thing was, so they were basically pushing, they across different devices, and primarily with Apple products, that they were just going crazy with it. And I think that they did lose their battle. Cease and desist on their illegal monopoly actions.
All right, one of the other big tech stories this year, this past year, Amazon cut 18,000 workers. They had a lot of layoffs. So was this on the technical side of things, or was, you know, because they have these new warehouses built all over the place, all over the country, for delivery of their product. But they have so many different divisions, and I don't know how many employees they have, thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands of employees. This is something I thought I saw something that it was kind of reversed. But didn't they hire a lot of these people back again, or that,
oh,
is that another
they?
Company? That
would have been great.
I don't know.
Well, the thing with Amazon is they were some of the first to really, when you were buying things online, Amazon not necessarily paved the way, but before you could buy things on store websites and company websites across the board, Amazon was really your only option. And the way things have just been going with e-commerce and more tech companies hiring, especially during the pandemic and lockdowns, a lot more people were looking for work-from-home jobs. Tech companies were giving them that, and there was just a massive revenue decline when it came to Amazon. They couldn't really afford to keep all of the people.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I think that Amazon has ruined I don't like them. So let's leave it at that. All right, here's another story. When we look back, recalling some of the super things that attracted a lot of attention or used social media, the war in the Middle East, the stuff that was on the ground was also sort of exacerbated by cyberspace and security. And so this shows how war has changed, right? The hostilities were hot on the ground, but there also were a lot of website defacements.
Cyber attacks, false information.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. So those are some of the big tech stories of this past year. And so we're just reviewing things as we tend to want to do, as we sort of push things aside from last year and open up and warm up to the new things this year. Interesting to see what we're talking about a year from today, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest? No. Yeah, he is, isn't he? Isn't John
I think
Jovi
so.
From New Jersey? Yeah, I think he is. All right, crank this up with you, James, please. Uh-huh. Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. how that works. All right, so groups, musical groups that become very well known like that, is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you can tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You can tell
Elvis.
You can
hear the first beat of Sting, though.
Right, exactly.
You know which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect, anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? He the city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato. And it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank. They can just write a check, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't they tell him just pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Here's an Ohio
story. It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually
go to
court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone, and I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was, and I didn't know my way around, and I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. So anyway, I went to follow this guy, and I happened to have a credit card, and I had $500 max on it in those days. And I paid the $200 fine, and then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father told a lawyer, and they went after this. They went to this jurisdiction. They went after this judge and the police. It was the judge and the policeman split the 20. They each got $100. That's how it worked. In this town, the fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back, and it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. You think about how much of this sort of hokey pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think in this situation, they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding. And the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It won't be a record. So I did that. And ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, you have to take just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and then I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance. But there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older, who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah. And or they don't know how to care.
Well, yeah, there's that. Last night I was on Washington Boulevard coming home, and I had gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. As some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right, and he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. You know what I mean? He was, and the guy in the motorcycle knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward, and the guy next to me kept inching forward too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, what in the, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was dark too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This was a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. He said he meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah,
that was what they titled it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of, you know, how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations. And because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I've never had a minute to watch TV. This because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England, what sort of a guy Doc Martin is. The woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all, I saw an interview with him, they face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff. I mean, learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And mm-hmm. I found myself learning some stuff, you know, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show's been on since 2006 or something, and I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week. And I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here, and that kind of hooked me to it. So anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, that's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? He's been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, you know, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. I have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my on my list. Just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it, called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized as we get to the end of the year. People are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
Oh!
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Chuck Curry with Audio One. You're listening to my interview with Matt Singer, who has a new book, Opposable Thumbs, How Siskel and Ebert Changed Movies Forever. Editor and film critic of Screen Crush. How you doing, Matt? Pleasure to have you on the program.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get the idea to write this book?
You know, I was watching the show in the early 90s was when I really fell in love with it and became, frankly, obsessed with it. And that was when they were, in syndication. That was when the show was called Siskel and Ebert. The show had different names through the years. But that's the reason to write the book was I loved the show as a kid. At the time, I didn't even really know that much about movies. This was the thing that taught me about movies. This is how I fell in love with movies and with movie criticism was watching this show, watching Siskel and Ebert, watching them talk about movies, fight about movies, argue about movies, recommend little movies that I had never heard of, older movies that I had never seen. And I just became totally fixated on it. And it was the thing that really got me interested in becoming a writer, a film critic, studying film in college. And so at a certain point when I started writing books and I was looking for a subject, it was the sort of thing where it was like, how has there not been a book about Siskel and Ebert?
Talk about their appearances on David Letterman, to Johnny Carson, to all the morning shows, and how that signified their relevance in pop culture.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that their appearances on Letterman, on Carson, later on Leno and Conan and all those shows, yes, they were a huge part of their appeal and a big reason why they became such fixtures on television through the 80s and into the late 1990s. They were a great act, you know, and obviously the show itself that they were making, whether it was sneak previews or at the movies or Siskel and Ebert, it had its fans and it was watched by millions of people every single week in that form, but it was watched, you know, primarily by movie fans. And you know, them going on these talk shows, I think, broadened their appeal, broadened their audience, introduced them to other viewers who maybe weren't necessarily hardcore movie lovers, but maybe enjoyed them on these shows so much that they might then go out and seek out their show and watch it because they were so fun on those shows. And, you know, that's another YouTube rabbit hole, like kind of like what you were talking about before, that you can go down is you can watch them on those early Letterman appearances. You can watch them on Johnny Carson. It's all on online now. And they really stand out. I mean, their appearances are very... They still hold up. They're great to watch. And I think the secret was is that they were both on their show, on talk shows. Their brand, whatever you want to call it, was they were honest. They were always going to tell you what they really thought. You might disagree with Gene or with Roger or with both, but you always believed that what they were saying was what they truly thought about any movie, and they weren't going to sugarcoat anything for anyone. And I think the best place to see that in action was when they would do these talk show appearances, because in some cases they would be going on these shows and sitting next to the people who were making the movies, and they would tell them to their faces that they didn't like whatever movie they were there to promote. You know, there's a really famous incident where they were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson right after Chevy Chase. And Chevy Chase was there to promote his new movie, Three Amigos. And then they come out, and Johnny Carson asks them, well, is there a worst movie this holiday season to go see, a worst Christmas movie? And with Chevy Chase sitting right there, Roger Ebert goes, I can't really recommend Three Amigos. That's not a very good movie. And, you know... This is, and then Chevy Chase reacts, and the audience is reacting. And in that world of talk shows where everyone is always so friendly, and, you know, there's kind of this phony atmosphere of everybody likes each other, everyone's happy to be there, every movie is so great. You know, here were these guys who kind of cut through all of that baloney and told it like it was. And if there was a movie that was bad, they said, this movie is bad, you shouldn't go see it. And that kind of honesty was so refreshing and unusual in that arena. And then, of course, they would often fight with each other on those shows, too, which brought another element of fun and drama to it. Because, again, everyone usually is so friendly and nice on those shows. And they sometimes got into these huge shouting matches on Letterman or Carson. And that was another thing that they were sort of was unique to them. And so those shows were absolutely really important to establishing them as these TV personalities beyond just being these two guys who talked about movies.
Matt, you brought back a lot of great memories. We really appreciate your time. People listening in the listening audience, go get this book. Whether you know who Siskel and Ebert were or you want to know who they were, well worth reading. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.